inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Wednesday, May the 27th, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. Well, this morning at 6:30 local time, I saw the future. And the future looked very good. When the market opened this morning, Coeur d'Alene Mines, according to my page, was up 888% year to date. Coeur d'Alene Mines was showing a gain of 1,858%. Well, yeah, I know. Granted, it was based on on the reverse stock split. Coeur d'Alene Mines is now trading for $13.80. However, my screen was obviously not representing a purchase price of $13.80. Since it was still reflecting yesterday's price of $1.40. But it looked good seeing an 888% increase in a stock. And I have to admit to you that it is entirely probable that in the not too distant future, we could well see a number of miners showing those kind of results. But anyway, it was a fun thing to watch. How it goes from here, who knows? But this morning was enjoyable. Back to the real world when we return. Not sure if we've got Charles with us this Wednesday. You know, maybe Charles told me that he was going back to visit his family and I just forgot about it. But I think we're going to be Charles-free for today. So when we return, we'll bring you all the prices and what happened today in the wonderful world of finance after these messages.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Well, it was an interesting day on Wall Street, to put it mildly. Starting off the morning, we got a report of existing home sales, which inched up, but prices fell, and inventory levels increased to ridiculous heights. But that didn't disturb Wall Street. It didn't fall out of bed on that one. It was hanging up there at 8,400 area. Even the bondholders from GM, which balked at the plan, didn't faze the markets. I guess everybody has now accepted the new name for General Motors is now Government Motors. And the Dow just couldn't hold on to its gains. And as words started to leak out that a major hedge fund was closing its doors, as a matter of fact, not just any hedge fund, the biggest hedge fund on the planet, Peacock Capital, in a letter to clients notifying them that, we're out of business. Dow falling 173 points to close at 8,300. NASDAQ, even Apple couldn't save NASDAQ today. Off 19 points at 1,731. S&P 500 still below 900. Ain't going to get there. Off 17 at 893. The metals complex was a mixed bag. Gold lower by $3.80 at $9.49.30. Silver up 14 cents at $14.79. As a matter of fact, briefly today, silver was over $15. Actually hit a high of $15.05. Platinum, flat on the day at $1,143. Palladium was $7 at $228. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $3.80 at $946.50. Silver off 4 cents at $14.75. Platinum off $4 at $1,139. Palladium flat at $228. Crude oil closing down 55 cents at $62.90 a barrel. And the U.S. dollar index, how did they do this? U.S. dollar index higher by 72 basis points. U.S. dollar index closing at 80.80. And I'm sure that's short-lived. There are many people scratching their heads trying to figure out what is going on in the crazy world of finance. And you're not alone. I sit here every day from ODARK 100 trying to figure out what's going on. Of course, nothing basically makes any sense anymore when you get Wall Street celebrating bad news. Because that's what they do. All the economic indicators show declining market values. But the spin on Wall Street is, well, it could be worse. We are heading into the abyss, but at a slower rate than we were 3 months ago. We're still going off the cliff. The fact that we are going at a slower velocity, it's kind of like, you know, the guy that jumps off a 40-story building, and as he passes the fifth floor, somebody shouts out, "How are you feeling?" And he says, "So far, so good." Yeah, well, you know, ground floor is not that far away. But this is basically what we are dealing with. The Fed is, as we have said many times before, the Fed is now stuck between a rock and a hard place. pumping this much liquidity into the system, Ben Bernanke believes that he has the insight on when it is time to pull the punch bowl away. In other words, to start retracting liquidity from the system in order to obviously forestall the inevitable rise of inflation. But if we are led to believe that 73% of the economy is based on consumer spending, and we know consumers have got their hands in their pockets as we speak, and if we also are to believe that a turnaround can't happen until we find a flaw in real estate prices, we've still got a long way to go. Bernanke can't raise interest rates because obviously that would kill the real estate market. We know from Case-Shiller Index that they anticipate prices to fall another 15 or 20%. We are not even beginning into the Alt-A resets that are coming in the months to follow. We haven't felt the full impact of, obviously, commercial real estate implosion, and it's happening all over the place. I mean, if you drive around the Scottsdale-Phoenix area, you will be amazed how many edifices have arisen in the last 6 to 12 months. Huge building projects that are now completed and are still standing empty. But yet they continue to build. There's a large construction site not half a mile from me. A huge complex. That too will obviously be another edifice of emptiness in the months to come. And so I can understand the dilemma that a lot of people have in trying to figure this stuff out. And as I've mentioned many times before, in order to understand where people are coming from, economically speaking, you've got to have the ability to identify which market model they are using and analyze whether that market model has any chance of success. In the financial economic models, there are five basic economic models that people use. the Keynesian or Keynesian economic model, just depends on how you like to pronounce it. There's the monetarist model. There's the socialist model. There's the communist model. And it's very easy to identify which people are with certain models. Obviously, Ron Paul falls into a different category. Ron Paul is what one would say is the Austrian model of economic theory, the only one that makes any logical sense in order to solve this problem. The large preponderance of people in Washington and on Wall Street are Keynesians because they believe that in times of economic strife, government is the only entity that has the wherewithal or the cash in order to keep institutions alive that otherwise should die. I mean, what's the point in propping up failed institutions? I think today the FDIC reported that the list of troubled banks has now increased dramatically. I think in January, if memory serves me correctly, the number of troubled banks identified by the FDIC was 130. Today, the updated figures is somewhere south of 300. Now, the question is, these troubled banks obviously had a serious problem with mismanagement. The management overextended itself, got caught up in the real estate boom, and made poor decisions. Now, if you open up a business, a little small business, irrespective of what it is, a sandwich shop, a convenience store, if you manage it badly, you go out of business. It's as simple as that. Nobody's going to come along and start bailing you out and pouring money down a sand hole. Because you failed in your initial endeavor, who is going to want to keep you afloat? And that's how free market systems work. Businesses that cannot compete and are run badly close. But in the world of high finance, this rule doesn't apply. And so when you start pouring money down the sand hole of failed institutions in order to keep them alive so as to give some sort of indication of confidence and trust once again coming into the market, it actually, in reality, does the complete opposite. Because that's where we find ourselves today. Nobody trusts and has confidence in the financial system. Why? Because, quite simply, we see all these failed institutions that should be out of business, and the only reason why they are surviving is because of the largesse of the American taxpayer. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Wednesday. My name is Charles Carlson. Haven't heard from Charles in 2 weeks. A little concerned, but I think he's on vacation. Speaking of vacation, I'm going on vacation for a couple of days. I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow and Friday show. Probably a rebroadcast unless Mr. Stadtmuller wants to do 2 days of 3 hours. Mark Farber from the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report, in interviewing, being interviewed by Bloomberg Television in Hong Kong, says that the U.S. economy will enter hyperinflation approaching the levels of Zimbabwe because the Federal Reserve will be reluctant to raise interest rates. He said prices may increase at rates close to Zimbabweans' gains. Zimbabwe inflation rate, for those of you who don't know, reached 231% in July, the last annual rate published by the Statistics Office. I am 100% sure that the U.S. will go into hyperinflation, Farber said. The problem with the government debt growing so much is that when the time will come and the Fed should increase interest rates, they will be very reluctant to do so, and so inflation will start to accelerate. And this is obviously the reason why we say the Fed is stuck between a rock and a hard place. What are they to do? The inventory of unsold homes on the market is astronomical. And unfortunately, with reports that come out like we had today that show speculators dipping their toe into the real estate market, they spin it as though we are turning some sort of corner, which we are not. As the AP reported this morning, buyers who were brave enough to dive into the market for bargain-priced houses helped provide a modest boost to sales last month. Well, these are pure speculators. These are people who bought into the Jim Cramer theory that real estate prices are going to bottom in June or July. There's no way that real estate prices are going to bottom in June or July. I mean, this is simply wishful thinking. As the AP said, sales of inexpensive foreclosures and other distressed low-end properties have even sparked bidding wars in places like Phoenix and Las Vegas and Miami. But the market for the high-end properties is at a virtual standstill, mainly because it remains difficult to get a mortgage for expensive homes. No kidding. What are the banks supposed to be doing? Aren't the banks supposed to be easing up credit in order to alleviate this problem? Well, why aren't banks lending, even if you got rock-solid credit? Banks are not lending because they have to keep a certain amount of reserves on their books, as dictated by the regulators. And so what the banks have been doing is they've been taking the TARP money solely as a bookkeeping mechanism to keep the regulators off their backs. And the banks that are doing reasonably well, in large part, are playing a shell game. Rather than foreclosing on homes, what they are doing is they are paying mortgages on foreclosed homes so that they don't have to take them off the books as a bad debt. Anyway. Enough of me rambling. Let's go to the phones. Scott in Nevada. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Rob. Hey, I didn't quite understand this 10-bagger with CDE today. If I wanted to go buy it, I'll pay $12.80? Or did that stick?
Oh, no. I'll tell you what.
It was just a spike, and it's back to $1.40 or something?
Oh, no. Coeur d'Alene closed today at $13.80.
Right.
So that's what it'll cost you to buy a share of Coeur d'Alene today. It actually, in reality, I lost money on Coeur d'Alene today because I think when it opened, that was the strike price that the shares were converted at. And I think that was, I think it was around $14.24. That's where Coeur d'Alene opened this morning, so that's where the conversion took place. I think, anyway, I'm not 100% sure, but I think you got the opening price.
Let me ask you this, if I can.
Yeah, hold that on, brother. We've got to take a short break, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Speaking with Scott in Nevada, where I will be tomorrow. What do you do when it's 100 degrees in Scottsdale, Arizona? You go to Las Vegas, where it's 110. Just checking here. Scott, you still there?
Yeah.
It opened at $13.42, so I didn't lose money today. I actually made money because it closed at $13.80. But it had a high of $14.24.
Well, for my clarity here, if I bought it yesterday for $1.40 approximately,
right,
couldn't I sell it today for 10
no.
times that?
No.
Okay, so
no.
This has to
I thought about it this morning because I went to my Wells Fargo account and there it was. I had made $20,000 overnight.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, if I put in a sell signal, do you think they will give me the $20,000? So I actually called them up, and I asked them, and they go, no, the reverse stock split, Mr. Noll, you've got 150 shares of Coeur d'Alene mine valued at $13.80. You don't have your 1,500 shares any longer. They are now 150 shares. So, yeah, that's the reverse. And people are split about Coeur d'Alene and the reverse split. You got two camps out there, one saying nothing good ever comes about after a reverse stock split. You got the other side of the camp saying this thing is going to be $20 in a week.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, you bought it before the reverse stock split, so you so you have to encounter the tenfold loss in reverse. That's, but if somebody bought this yesterday for a buck, whatever.
Yeah, well, for every 10 shares you bought yesterday, today you have one share.
Oh, I see. So the reverse split that we've been hearing about actually took place on the spike.
It took place this morning at the opening of business.
At the same time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, because I've been hearing about this reverse split tenfold for days now. I thought that was in, and then anybody that could have bought it yesterday for the old one-tenth of the...
I
understand
that. I wish it worked that way. I'd be a very happy camper. But I must say, today, I couldn't help going back to the to my stock page to look at 880% increase.
Yeah. Well, when you said it, I looked at it and I saw it there. And right now, at the close of Yahoo Finance, it's at 1380
right.
USD. It's down a fifth of a point.
Yeah. Well, it had a high. It actually had a low today of $12.89, and it had a high of $14.24. So there was, let's see. I mean, there was a lot of volume out there. I mean, 10.5 million shares, or is that what? What am I looking? Average volume. Volume today was 4.5 million shares. But then if you go back and if you look, I mean, the year-to-date figure is even more impressive. The year-to-date figure on Quarter Lane is 1,871.43%. I mean, that's pretty spectacular. But yeah.
Well, there must. I guess there's a reason Bob doesn't like this particular one, seeing this event coming, or this prior experience with it.
Well, I mean, Bob, Bob and myself have disagreements over certain mining stocks. I mean, a lot of the stocks he told me don't bother about, and obviously, as soon as somebody tells me not to do something, it's almost a given I'm going to go do it.
Well, we got to search it out, though.
Yeah,
so.
You know, and I've done very well. He didn't like Hecla Mining. I've done extremely well with Hecla Mining. I've done very well with Coeur d'Alene. Although I'm pretty much, when everything's taken into consideration, I'm pretty much just at break even with Coeur d'Alene because obviously I had a love-hate relationship with that stock last year. And it handed me my lunch more times than I can shake his...
That low was on October 27th, then when all of these bottomed.
You could have bought Coeur d'Alene in January for 36 cents.
Yeah, and you could have bought Agnico for
$21.
And you could have bought Goldcorp for $15 and change.
Sure.
Let me ask you this.
Could have got Silver Wheaton for $4.75.
That's right. Do you see this... If the general stock market goes down, do you see it dragging these producing miners down again, and maybe we'll get a double bottom, and we'd have another chance to buy Agnico or Goldcorp back at their late October lows?
Well, this is another difference that Bob and myself have, and it's been my experience that. In declining markets, as we saw last year, irrespective of what stock, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, gets sold in a mad panic to raise cash. Last year it was more exaggerated because obviously you had a proliferation of hedge funds that were just liquidating en masse in order to raise capital to meet redemptions. And so when you are faced with obviously that dilemma, pretty much whole swaths of portfolios are just sold for that very reason. So everything suffers.
Do you see that scenario coming about one more time?
Absolutely, no question about it.
Oh, boy, if it does, we can get in. Bob, I know Bob doesn't. He thinks that the edging's over and everything's set, and
well, today,
can only
I mean,
go
today,
up from here.
Yeah, well, I mean, today, for instance, I mean, we had the announcement conveniently after the market closed that Pequot Capital has sending out letters this afternoon to clients informing them that they were shutting the hedge fund down, which is the largest hedge fund, or was the largest hedge fund in America, if not the world. So the question is in a situation like that, they are just simply going to be liquidating portfolios. Now, it just depends on what sector they were weighted in. You know, I mean, because you got to understand, I mean, the viciousness of the decline in mining stocks last year was because for the first 3-4 months of the year last year, mining stocks were the hottest thing on the planet. I mean, everybody was buying mining stocks. And so you had distortions in the marketplace because obviously you have hedge funds that have the ability to put $1 billion into any sector of the market that they want. And that's, you know, I mean, that's serious cash. And when you have downdrafts, it's the first one out of the door.
Yeah. What, when might this, if it bottoms again or double bottoms back to those October lows, I guess from now until if that happens, whenever that is, I guess it wouldn't be prudent to purchase anything.
Well, you know, we are, I don't want to give in too much credence to old cliches, but there is a statement, you know, sell in May, go away.
Yeah.
Because obviously we are entering into a period that is extremely volatile. I mean, for the next 6 months, you know, expect volatility.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes for gold and silver. I mean, there's nothing stopping gold going down to 850 from these levels.
Mm-hmm.
Silver, the same thing. Silver could go back to $10 an ounce. You know, it's and nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody can predict the future.
Yeah.
But obviously we do know that we are facing serious strains. I mean, I want to know what Timmy Geithner is going to be spending. He's going to spend a week in China. That's some serious hand-holding going on there.
Well, they're going to tell him exactly what to do.
I don't think America has the capital to start telling China what to do. I think...
Well, that's what I meant. China's going to tell little Timmy Geithner to get
yeah,
on
exactly.
his roller case.
You know, because they're already telling the Federal Reserve, hey, listen, guys, quit printing money. We had short-term treasury auctions today that were fairly well-received. These were short-term, two-year notes. I believe the test will come when they start selling the 10-year notes to see what the kind of response is. I don't think too many people have that much faith or trust in the Federal Reserve to buy anything longer than two-year notes at this point in time. And that could have a serious effect. I mean, there's so many different variables out there.
Well, hopefully the brass ring is Ron Paul's H.R. 1207 getting passed. I came across a list of Republican congressmen who have not as yet co-sponsored this bill and gave them hell yesterday.
Yeah, but you also got to understand how that political process works. I mean, he could get, I think it's 220, I think it's 221 co-sponsors needed to get it before committee. But then it depends on who's on the committee. I mean, it could just simply die in the committee and never come up for a floor vote.
Yeah, and the Senate could have their way with it.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's all kinds of potholes. I mean, a lot of politicians will sign onto a bill, even if they don't agree with the bill, they will sign onto a bill just simply for political cover So at some point in the future, they can turn around and say, oh, yes, I was supporting Ron Ball's bill, you know, after the dust settles and everybody's dead.
Yeah, we can pretty much tell by order of when they, you know, either they're Janie come latelys or they got on initially. There's a date and a time next to every one of these congressmen is when they did jump on.
Sure.
You know, if you really want to.
Let me ask you a question. Whereabouts in Nevada are you?
Sparks.
And how is
Truckee area? Yeah.
Yeah. How's the real estate market in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, it's another bracket. Some brackets are kind of immune, but I wouldn't buy anything. I just wait because everything's going to go down another 20-30%. Just rent, you know, unless you've got it paid off. Just rent.
Well, the only reason I'm going for a vacation in Las Vegas is they gave me a deal I couldn't refuse.
Well, there you go.
And the fact that Fleetwood Mac are going to be in town this weekend was another inducement.
Are they intact?
The
whole band.
Stevie Nicks.
They're all there.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, you have a wonderful time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll be there with all the other gray hairs. reliving what was.
A bunch of us middle 50-ishers.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know.
Oh, well, brother.
Sad commentary, but anyway.
I appreciate your insight.
Okay, man. Thanks, brother.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, as I said, you can get some insight to where we're going when you can identify the economic models that people are using to achieve an objective. I mean, it's, you know, I said this time and time again. A house is only as good as its foundation. And if the foundation is flawed, everything you try and add onto that house is obviously going to be unstable because the base is flawed. And it's the same with economic models. If the economic models people are using is a flawed system, whether it's, as we said, Keynesian, or whether it's monetarists, that's a Milton Friedman political theory, or whether it's a socialist model or the communist, well, we know those are abject failures. The Keynesian model is, that's still out to lunch as far as whether or not it can actually achieve its objectives. But then you've got to take a giant leap of faith that somehow government stimulus of failed institutions is somehow going to turn these failed institutions into profitable institutions. I don't know if that's possible. And so the models that have been used by the current administration are all failed models. So it is illogic to assume that whatever they're going to do is going to fail. It's just the degree of, well, it's the degree of failure that is obviously going to be the indicator of how bad things are going to be in the future. And if Mark Faber is right, we're going to completely, well, jump the shark, if you will, from inflation into hyperinflation. All the money that's being pumped into the system has one effect. It is diluting the current currency that's in circulation. I mean, this is just simple economics 101. As I try to explain to people, when you look at your bank account, you see digits. And if the digits are constant over a six-month period, you think everything is fine. But what those digits don't tell you is the depreciation or the loss of purchasing power in those digits. If people could see the depreciation of their assets, they would get out of them in a heartbeat. But we don't. It's digits. It's what makes Las Vegas so successful. Because when you go to the tables, they give you chips, bright colored chips, which have no relationship to money whatsoever. And so people don't think they're spending money. They're spending chips. I mean, it's a great scam. Well, that's what the whole concept of digits is. It'll make you think that it's not real money. Anyway, we'll take another break and be right back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby, guess you better slow that Mustang down.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Wednesday. Once again, just a reminder, yours truly taking a short vacation, 4 days, be back on Monday, heading out to see the gray hairs in Las Vegas. Tomorrow, I don't know if it, most probably is going to happen sometime this week, where General Motors goes into bankruptcy and becomes, Government Motors, producing the people's car. And this is going to have an upheaval on for the Dow because, look, GM has been listed on the Dow Jones Industrial Averages since 1925. The question and the dilemma for Wall Street is who's going to replace GM in the Dow? A number of names have been floated. Well, obviously, it's not going to be another automaker. It could possibly be Goldman Sachs, could be Wells Fargo, could be Apple Computer, for goodness sake. Yes, Apple may ultimately save the world. Well, they're coming out with a new iPhone. Apple stock has been on a tear. And it's done very well, I might add. And yes, I own a couple of shares of Apple stock. Well, because I own everything. It's stupid for me not to own Apple stock, considering every time they bring something out, I'm dumb enough to go and buy it. I have two MacBook Pros. I have an iPhone. I have an iPod. It's old advice I was once given. If you like a company and you buy its products, then it's logical you buy the stock. And Apple has been on a tear for the last couple of weeks and probably is going to go straight back to $200 once the new iPhones come out. And yes, I'll be standing in line like all the other schmucks out there waiting to get a new iPhone. It's a disease. It's called the technological disease. Don't ask me why. It's a gadget thing. Maybe it goes back to my childhood, being deprived of gadgets. Now that I'm old and grumpy, I can afford to buy these gadgets, so I'll buy them. But it's going to be an interesting couple of days. I think it is next week that Tim Geithner goes over to China for the week. And China owes a lot of U.S. debt. Once again, it takes us back to Hillary Clinton's trip to China of a few months ago. And what was she doing there to placate the communist Chinese? Pledge U.S. collateral to support their investments in the U.S.? I don't know. Wish I was a fly in the wall on that one. Anyway, my friends, trust you have a fine 4 days. And we'll do this again on Monday. Till then, see you, bye.
With recent